Now, given the caveats of indirect comparison, how do you compare those kinds of data to what's seen with, say, sunitinib first line?
Well, I think there are a couple of considerations. One would be activity. The activity seems similar, but of course, we don't have head-to-head comparison. And sunitinib, with an 11-month median progression-free survival, again, that may be real. It may be compared to 10 months or so for, if you look at the two bevacizumab interferon arms from the two trials, you're talking 8.5 months in one, 10.4 months in the other. Those kinds of things are difficult to, again, outside of a head-to-head comparison, make conclusions about, but
I would think more about the differential between that and the control arm.
yeah.
What was it?
So again, it was about
With sunitinib.
sunitinib, it was 5 months for the interferon. So the control arms in all of these studies performed about the same. What is different, though, is the toxicity spectrum. And the bevacizumab interferon combination does carry with it much more fatigue than does the sunitinib trial. And in fact, a majority of patients who start with interferon at 9 million units in this combination have to have a dose reduction.
If you could get it paid for, would you just go ahead and use bevacizumab without the interferon?
That would be very tempting in some patients. If there were some data, a trial to support it, that would be very intriguing.
Aren't there some phase two data, the single agent Bev?
Yes. And in fact, the median progression-free survival in that trial was about 8.5 months. So it is intriguing. If
And
you
they
look
saw
at
responses too, right?
The response rate there was about 12%.
And I mean, in most solid tumors, we don't see monotherapy responses to Bev.
Right. In fact, in renal cell, you probably see more than you do in other solid tumors.
Yeah, I mean, 10%
which makes
is pretty
sense.
high, yeah.
Right. It makes sense. You're right. It would be tempting to use single agent bevacizumab without the interferon. I think the question is interferon with bevacizumab synergistic? Is that high response rate, 25% response rate, a consequence of that synergy? And does it make a difference overall in terms of disease control and overall survival? Or are you just as well off using only the bevacizumab alone? That's a key question. And that trial should probably be done in some setting.
What do you think it would show?
My own personal belief is that it would show a minor contribution of the interferon and more toxicity.